concert with the BBC Concert Orchestra and the South Bank Voice Lab, conducted by Rebecca.
3.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah, that's great.
And 1. Doors opening.
Out of the studio and alongside the River Thames. Good morning. Welcome to the start of our 2-week residency here at London's South Bank Centre. It is a beautiful morning in London.
Are you going to play it back on the radio?
Okay, that's all switched on. It's tuned into Radio 3.
Okay, so we're going to go live. We're going to say live, live, live. To outside in 5 minutes, okay?
Well, I wonder if I fade up, I press it. Yeah?
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. Studio ready?
Not long to
all
go.
Nods, all you nods, good? Please.
For me, as you see.
Okay, here we go. We're live, go.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast from the Radio 3 at Hampton.
Yes.
The next 2 weeks broadcasted by your expression.
What track are we going from the CD?
Okay.
What
track live from the CD? 15.
What track is that?
15. Leave the Mignon. So that's do you still have that written down?
Yes,
yeah, are you gonna talk, who's doing it? You or number two?
Number two.
So if you give her the spelling as well and tell her it's by Sherbert.
Yeah, okay.
Schubert.
Got that.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna say Sherbert.
Okay, how long on this?
It's by Sherbert. Sherbert,
that's
sweet.
I wish it was.
We've got less than 30 seconds, yeah?
10 seconds.
So we need to get
presented
to be inclusive, like, right now.
We need you inclusive right now.
Too late, go.
Go.
8 bar, 4 bar, 1. Oh, yes.
You come here, you sit down, you have a cup of tea, you get invited to listen to the radio, and you can actually see it live.
Are you recording? I didn't realise you were recording.
Everyone preparing for their programmes, recording them, generally just the whole workings of a radio station and a radio programme.
I'm not really on organ, no. I mean, everything that I play, alright.
Just wanted to let the studio manager know that the headphones in 2 are dropping out in the right ear. I don't know if that's a connection issue or what.
So I separate the orchestra out into components so I can control the woodwind. The brass, there's the strings.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got a mic on the organ for any port mics on the organ.
And it's about to get loud.
Cowbells.
Oh,
as they're walking up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very Harry Potter.
Yeah, I agree. Dumbledore's coming.
Very often in the score, I don't know, it says you know where they are and what they're doing and.
Yeah, he's supposed to be walking up a mountain.
They're walking up a mountain,
in
and it's
going
to rain at the top. It's going to be a storm, isn't it?
We're here in a studio of shining and reflective glass in London's South Bank Centre as part of Radio 3's Coup de Culture. You've heard of One Milbank. This is 3 South Bank.
A kind of large glass pod thing on the terrace of London's South Bank Centre. And thanks to all of you, I can see through the glass, for coming along to join us. You can give me a little wave if you like.
This is BBC Radio 3 live at London's South Bank Centre. It's 12:15, time to pass the critical baton to Music Matters. Here's Tom Service.
Thank you, Andrew. Yes, on today's show, then, we're discussing the future of a profession that one of its greatest exponents called the most ridiculous of human institutions. George Bernard Shaw assessing his role as a music critic. He never heard CD reviews.
We're really enjoying it. We'd like to stay down here.
We would. It's part of a hub. This whole idea that you do things in hubs, I think this is a good hub for us.
You're listening and you get the buzz. It's a backstage buzz. I think that's really good.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 live at London's South Bank, and the time is 4 o'clock.
And here in Radio 3's pop-up Riverside studio, which is a little bit like a Damien Hirst tank, minus the biseptic cows, sharks and formaldehyde, thank you.
Welcome to this evening's showcase for some of BBC Radio 3's current new generation artists as the scheme approaches its 15th year, identifying some of the most talented young artists and giving them unique opportunities for concerts, broadcasts and recordings.
Bring it back a bit and bring it
definitely
forward.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be following the score.
Yeah.
And we make marks in the score. Yeah. Especially when there are little bits which balance.
What about the size of that sound and watching all those instruments? I mean, you've got in this, you've got cowbells, you've got a wind machine somewhere, you've got huge, huge sound. Were you surprised by the loudness of it?
It took my breath away. I really felt that music. Yeah, I really felt like I climbed a mountain and back.
Now, though, it's 4:45 and time for In Tune with Sean Rafferty.
Well, our Gypsy Orchestra back shortly here live before you at the Royal Festival Hall.
Just wandering into our little cafe area here at the Royal Festival Hall, because there's a lady who's been intriguing me. She started knitting this week. We're here till 6:30. Shikoya are back, our band, and there's such a lot of them. Just wandering around. Susie Evans is first in my line of fire on clarinet. So which part of the world are you from? I know, because you're a very cosmopolitan group.
I'm from Hemel Hempstead, Sean.
That's very exotic.
Thank you very much. A very good evening to everyone here at the Royal Festival Hall and everyone listening live on BBC Radio 3. We are, of course, in residence at the South Bank Centre for the whole of this fortnight, and it's wonderful for us to be at the inaugural event of Pull Out All the Stops, the festival to celebrate the extraordinary organ which is right behind me on stage.
It's Buschel's amazing drainophone, and it's a pedal-powered organ, which is made out of waste pipes, new, not second-hand. You have to pedal very hard, and if you do, you get a lovely sound out of
it. Yes, we've brought some of the creators with us as well. Are these part of your design team?
They are indeed, yeah. They actually made some of the pipes on that.
We got the pipes, and then, we stuck it into this, big wooden thing.
Basically, what Nayland explained, we made pipes, but they're from the bath sinks, and we cut a slot of wood and put it in the top, and with another slightly plastic round bit, put it over, and if you blew into it, it'd make a sound.
These two were dancing about it. Did you make any pipes?
Yes.
Not going to give away too much, are you?
No.
You feel as if you're just going to shake out your hands. Shake out your hands.
to shake out your legs a second. That's it.
Good. I'm joining in here.
And we're going to do a head roll. Half roll. A head roll. Half roll. Good. Lovely.
Well, that's it from me for today. I've so enjoyed my week here. In fact, we've just posted a gallery of pictures from across the week. Just go to the Essential Classics homepage to have a look at them.
Give me a wave when she's done.
Yeah. 1 minute.
Big loud voice.
1 minute and 5 seconds.
Perfect, thank you.
Do you want me to talk again to get levels?
Just under a minute.
Okay.
Okay, we've got 30 seconds, and that link, the link that he's going to do next, no longer than 10 seconds, yes?
Oh, I like it.
Very good.
Yeah. No messing.
No nonsense. I'm going to call when it's 10, okay?
Thank you.
10 seconds, 10 seconds.
10 seconds and wait for the green light.
5 seconds.
Thank you for listening to us here on the Radio 3 Academy.
Well done! Top
boom!
Well done!
High fives! Boom! Producer, hey, you guys rocked it. Yeah. Awesome. Did you record that by yourself? Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice.
Doors closing.